Skopje, Macedonia's capital, is quiet today after overnight riots staged by thousands of the country's majority Slavs, angered over a NATO-brokered peace deal. Some of the protesters were able to break into the parliament building, while outside, others attacked police cars. The protesters were joined by police reservists who fired their weapons into the air. Chanting gas chambers for the Albanians, they demanded the destruction of ethnic Albanian rebels who for months have been waging a separatist campaign. The BBC's Malcolm Brabant is in Skopje. What triggered these riots?
The Macedonians are particularly angry about the way in which a ceasefire was imposed on them. They had been led to believe that their army was heading to victory over Albanian rebels in the village of Aracinovo, which was pummeled for about 3 days. But then all of a sudden there was a ceasefire which was brokered by the EU and the Americans jointly. And this came as a huge surprise to the Macedonians. And they feel as though the international community has suddenly turned from being completely against the Albanians, because, for example, recently the NATO Secretary General described them as murderous thugs, to now opposing the Macedonian government. And the people here feel as though they are now being portrayed as the guilty party. They also were turning their anger against President Tchaikovsky, because he was the man who signed this ceasefire. And so it was multifaceted, really, against the international community and against President Tchaikovsky. And it was being orchestrated by nationalists who really are in favour of all-out war.
What exactly is this NATO peace deal supposed to accomplish?
Well, what it did was to stop the violence for a start. It enabled 500 Albanian guerrillas to be able to leave the village of Aracinovo, and they were able to go back into territory which they control. What particularly angered the Macedonians was that they were allowed to leave with their weapons, and the heavy weapons as well, intact. And they were escorted out by American troops. Now, this really has aggravated them, because NATO, as I said before, was not talking to the Albanians, and then it seemed to be escorting them out to enable them to fight another day. But what the ultimate aim of the ceasefire was to enable real political negotiations to take place between the Slav majority and the Albanian political parties, to try to get rid of some of the institutionalized anti-Albanian racism, which is fueling this low-level guerrilla war.
It hasn't worked very well, has it? More fighting was reported today.
Well, no. There were these Albanians up in the hills around Tetovo who fired on the city last night, and one policeman was killed. And it was the death of that policeman which helped to inflame the crowd last night. But the important thing, I think, now is to really to find out whether or not President Tchaikovsky is in control of the country. Western diplomats believe that he is, but what they're also concerned about is the activities of the hardline nationalists within the coalition government, and they wonder, you know, what their intentions are. The Interior Ministry, a couple of weeks ago, handed out machine guns and weapons to the police reservists, and these were the people at the forefront of this demonstration last night. And the concern is that the violence that we saw last night, perhaps, may sort of precipitate a backlash against ordinary Albanian civilians, thousands of whom left the country over the weekend. And perhaps the wall of fire that went up from these reservists last night and made a terrible noise will have scared off the Albanians who live in Skopje, just about a mile away. And people fully expect that there will be a substantial exodus from the country today.
The BBC's Malcolm Brabant in Skopje, Macedonia.